Well, as we've told you before, French police have clashed with yellow vest protesters in several cities across the country. Let's take a look. Security forces used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the demonstrators. The Interior Ministry put the total number of protesters across France at 12,000. The rallies were held for the 13th consecutive weekend against President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. Protesters called for his resignation. Police made 36 arrests in the capital, Paris.
Gilets jaunes, or yellow vests, are neon vests that French drivers wear at the time of emergencies and crisis. But for the past 13 weeks, the neon yellow vest has turned into a symbol of anti-government protests in France, where every Saturday is entangled with crisis and unrest. The protesters take to the streets to decry economic policies of President Emmanuel Macron, who they believe is disconnected from their day-to-day struggles and therefore needs to resign.
What you need is not only to fire Macron. Of course, we have to fire him, but I'm for the RIC, the Citizens' Initiative Referendum, to be able to have a more immediate democracy so that we can control the elected representatives.
The rallies often turn violent. This week, they were uglier than ever. Several got hurt severely, like this man whose hand was gravely injured with a smoke grenade. Police forces also sustained injuries since violence begets violence. The weekly protests continue despite Macron's ongoing national debate, which is an attempt to appease the protesters. People say a debate can't solve the deep-rooted problems.
It's not a referendum story, because what does the referendum mean, like the big debate? What does that mean? Everyone's talking, but what's the point? It's absolutely useless. It's the institutions that are bad at the moment. Justice is really borderline, and the way the institutions behave, we have to change the institutions.
The protest started in mid-November as an outcry against Macron's planned fuel price hikes, but they snowballed into total rejection of President Macron's policies and his leadership. The president kept offering concessions and talks, which the protesters kept to refuse. The grassroots movement also affected Macron's foreign policy, as he recalled the French ambassador from Italy. That's why Italian leaders have been expressing support for the Yellow Vest movement for months. So Paris decided to break the good relations they have had since the end of the Second World War. But the division is not just on an international level. Yellow Vest protesters are also divided on what their next step should be. Some are willing to join hands with trade unions to accept more government concessions. Others continue to mistrust them. But most want to continue ratcheting up the pressure, even demanding the resignation of the French president.
Well, to discuss the situation further, we're joined by our correspondent, Ramin Mazahari, who is joining us live from Paris. And, of course, also we're joined by Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat, who is joining us live from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us on this edition of the News Review. Let's start with Ramin Mazahari, our correspondent from Paris. Ramin, what more can you tell us about what you've seen happening over the past 13 weeks during these yellow vest protests? Do you believe that the number of protesters is increasing or decreasing? Has these arrests and police brutality had an effect on the number of protesters?
Well, I think that we shouldn't focus necessarily on if the number is increasing or decreasing, and I will explain that more a bit later. But we do know, we certainly should focus on some numbers, such as the number of protesters who have been hurt by police. That's over 3,000 going into today. And also the number of protesters who have been arrested. That's over 7,000. After today, there's going to be increases to both of these two categories, with at least 100 to 200 arrested, and more people being hurt. Today we had the fifth person lose their hand today, having their hand blown off. And this is probably going to be a very iconic image because it happened right in front of French Parliament. So it's probably going to be the second most iconic moment since the Arc de Triomphe was tagged with graffiti. We should keep in mind that these number of people who have been seriously injured, this is getting more attention. It's well over 400. We're talking about 20 people who have lost an eye, 2 deaths from police violence. 40 people who have been seriously injured have been minors. Another 40 have been journalists. Half of these serious injuries have been to the head. And of course, there have been thousands of people who have had serious injuries, but were maybe slightly more minor. But we have to always keep in mind that there's this total lack of international condemnation for the French state. So you mentioned the number of people who were protesting. But what's more important is a poll that came out recently that 64% of France supports them. For a protest movement, that's a huge, huge number. This same poll found that 21% of France has a favorable view of Macron. So his national debate and his paltry concessions have really done nothing. This movement is still good. It's still very, very strong, whether it goes up and down 1 or 2 points, whether or not, it's 100,000 people or it's 70,000 people. 77% of France thinks that the Yellow Vest movement is justified. So I think that we can say after 3 months that the Yellow Vests, they are here to stay. And the reason for that is because France, the EU, and the Eurozone have such huge democratic deficits. And let me add that this protest today capped a very, very busy week. Unions and Yellow Vesters, they marched for the first time. We had 300,000 people marching nationwide in 200 cities and towns. It was also a day of general strike. So this is this unity is something that is brand new, but it's probably only going to increase. We also had this week the so-called anti-yellow vest law, which is designed to intimidate, as you mentioned, protesters from going to these protests. It gives local police chiefs the right to ban citizens from attending protests. That's a power that used to be reserved only for judges. The law also lets protesters be fined and imprisoned for wearing scarves, goggles, helmets. Let's keep in mind that without these scarves, goggles, and helmets, there would be many, many more people who have been hurt. Also significantly, we had in the past week, the High Court of France ruled that flashballs are legal. Flashballs are just a euphemism for rubber bullets. They call them flashballs because they are fired with a pistol instead of a rifle, but they are rubber bullets.
And they're definitely hurting the people also. Now, I'm very sorry to cut you off, Ramin, right there, but basically the reason why I focused on the number of protesters is because we wanted to elaborate more on whether or not the police, the methods that the police are using, has been successful in discouraging people from taking part in these demonstrations. Well, based on what you're saying, it has not, and apparently the Yellow Vest movement is there to stay. So let's turn to Mr. Michael Springman, our other guest, joining us live from Washington, D.C., former U.S. diplomat. Mr. Springman, what is your evaluation of this situation? Do you believe that this will eventually lead to some kind of solid result, like probably even ousting President Emmanuel Macron from office?
I would hope so. I saw one French writer noting that Macron, who had a very low vote in the first round of presidential elections in 2 years ago, he's the guy who has been described as someone who chose not to enforce order, but to suppress protests. The Yellow Vests, the Gilets Jaunes movement, cuts across all sorts of regions, all sorts of backgrounds, from middle class to the working class, to the self-employed, to the unemployed. And they're all protesting rising prices, static or failing pensions and salaries and social benefits. I know one French attorney now in Mexico, he told me that a few years ago, The French social welfare system provided for eyeglasses and just about all kinds of drugs for illnesses. And he said now it's very selective in what kind of drugs it pays for. And if you want eyeglasses, you pay for their own pocket. So when you have static wages and static benefits or declining benefits, it affects everyone, not just a select few. And what Macron has been doing is toadying up to the rich classes. After all, he used to be a Rothschild banker before his one attempt at government in the Hollande administration. Macron, who is out of touch with the people, who says, like, there you'll meet people like me and all the rest of you lot, which sounds to me like someone who just has nothing but contempt for the ordinary fellow on the street there. So I think that Macron, with his involvement in Venezuela, saying that this fellow from nowhere, Guaido, should be president of Venezuela, I think you can turn it around and say that Marine Le Pen should be president of France because she got 21% of the vote, and people are opposed to Macron and not opposed to her.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat, joining us live from Washington, D.C., and our correspondent, Ramin Mazahari, joining us live from Paris. We would have loved to continue this conversation, but we're running out of time. And thank you for following this edition of News Review with us.